actress Louise Reiner, who won back-to-back Oscars, has died. She was 104. NPR's Jasmine Garz reports on an actress who made Hollywood history and then chose to walk away.
Louise Reiner said she used one of her Oscar statuettes as a doorstop. Her relationship with the film industry was complicated. Reiner was born in 1910 in Düsseldorf, Germany. The actress was discovered as a teenager by theater director Max Reinhardt. Once the Nazis came to power, Reiner's family, who was Jewish, left Europe. They resettled in Southern California in 1935. Reiner signed a contract with MGM. The studio saw her as the next Greta Garbo.
Hello, Flo. Yes, here's Anna. I'm so happy for you today. I could not help but calling you and congratulate you.
That's a famous scene from the 1936 musical drama The Great Ziegfeld, for which she won her first Academy Award. The next year, she won another for her role in The Good Earth, the film adaptation of Pearl S. Buck's novel.
We can go back. We can go back to the land.
Reiner was the first actress to win back-to-back Oscars. But with success came dissatisfaction about the movie business and the films MGM chose for her. Professor Emily Carman teaches film studies at Chapman University. She says when Reiner signed with MGM in the mid-1930s, it was a great studio for actresses.
If you were a talented actress, you wanted to be at MGM. You could get Joan Crawford, Jean Harlow. This was the studio to be if you were a serious female actress.
Carman says Reiner's disappointment had a lot to do with a shift in how MGM made movies once Louis B. Mayer took over.
His focus shifted musicals and more the genres like action film or biopics. His focus shifted to younger stars and not just younger adults, like teen stars like Judy Garland.
In 1938, Reiner broke her contract with MGM. She moved to England and made sporadic appearances on film and television. Reiner was married twice. Her second husband, Robert Knittel, died in 1989 after 44 years together. They had one daughter. Louise Reiner died of pneumonia in London today. She was 104 years old. Jasmine Garst, NPR News.